to the Rundown. It's brought to you by Roan, not the human. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he is.
But this is like, you take the human Roan's awesomeness and put it into clothing, you got the Roan apparel wear. It's quality, it's comfortable, it's clothing that you can wear to work, you can wear at home. It's styles for everything from the gym to the office. It's the go-to choice for men living an active lifestyle, and I'm gonna throw an asterisk on there, it's the go-to choice for men living an inactive lifestyle. Because if it's all about hanging out on the couch and comfortable, well, that's where we come in.
I think we're pretty good.
We're great at that. Yep. I'm still looking at the website trying to figure out what you could have written.
It looks like I wrote cornbread.
Let's do that. Fifth topic, cornbread. We'll do it.
Yeah, bad handwriting.
I got some thoughts.
So Roan makes something perfect for every occasion, whether it's the top-rated training gear or the engineer-elevated clothing that blends for the corner office. Either way, you're covered by Roan. It's carefree, maintenance, effortless style. It makes Mondays feel like Fridays, put it that way.
Oh, how about
so,
that?
So right now you can go to roan.com, roane.com/rundown, get 20% off your performance gear, your athleisure wear, your couch gear, your workout gear, your office gear, roan.com/rundown.
Today kind of does feel like a Friday.
Disagree.
We're not even close, bro.
Why does it feel like a Friday to you?
Because Peter Pan, like, and all these days are the same.
I'm in a good mood today, and that's rare.
That's what it is.
But like, also, like, we kind of worked all. We worked. I was with Barstool people all weekend, so like, it feels like I didn't get the break off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now that just means you're in the thick of it for another fucking 5 days.
Bro. Yeah, but I'm happy. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for Roan.
So the antidepressants are kicking in. So the medication's working for John. We'll start off with the big event of the weekend, Tyson Fury, which was awesome. I mean, he just beat the fucking hell out of him. There's a lot of ways to go, from the entrances to the fight itself to the post-fight, all the antics. What do you got?
Drinking blood. Let's leave with that one.
Wow.
What?
What an awesome
so
moment.
So great.
That I think was... more important than winning the belt is winning, like, he has a forever internet moment now.
Yeah.
You know?
That was the sickest thing I've ever seen. And like
the way he did it too, it wasn't
both
like
both ways.
It wasn't like a dog. It was
no,
like
it was like a click.
Like he was like going down on a girl.
Yeah. A girl who was on her menstrual cycle. Well, it was blood, guys. That's how it happened.
That's
that is
good.
What happened.
The connection was there. I just wish it didn't happen.
I honestly saw. There's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of ways to go with this. I did not see menstrual oral sex happening.
But right? I mean, it was to call out someone, I'm going to drink your blood, and then beat them to the point where they're. Bleeding profusely from the ears.
I was saying, it's almost like you couldn't miss the blood because there was so much of it.
Yeah, people in the first row.
That was one of my takeaways early on in the fight. I think between like the second and third rounds, I was thinking to myself, like, all right, whatever round it was, I was thinking, all right, not much has happened. These guys are just kind of posturing and playing it like safe. And then Wilder went to the corner and spit out a fuck ton of blood. So I just, the amount of, like, when I watch any boxing, when I see just like the body shots that don't even phase them, I would break my internal everything, you know? And these are things that they don't even, they're just like little rabbit punches they're throwing here and there, bleeding from their mouth. I didn't even think anything happened.
Dude, when one of the commentators said that they were like describing what was happening, Wilder was dumping blood from his inside of his head.
Yeah.
And they go, oh boy, that's clearly a popped eardrum. That's going to mess with his equilibrium and his ability to see. Like, not the spot you want to be in when you're in the ring with a bear.
No. Lennox Lewis said something like, you can see the blood coming out of his ears. That's part of the problem. The brain coming out of the hole in your head is part of the problem. I mean, that punch, the one that really just did him in was that shot to the ear when he first went down.
Imagine popping your eardrum like that.
And you can't really see, and you can't really balance. And
you
there's
like 6'9",
there's a man swinging cinder blocks in
your head. and a guy who looks like Tyson Fury. Like, you're Deontay Wilder. You're like chiseled out of stone. And then here comes this fucking goofy 6'9" guy who I don't understand how he moves his body like that. He's 6'9", he weighs 275 pounds, and he's light.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
weird.
He's laughing, he's licking your blood. You gotta be like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
I gotta get out
I
of
feel
this
like,
ring.
I mean, I don't know, you know, Large isn't around, but I feel like it's almost maybe because he doesn't have that same right hand that Wilder has, he had to get better at everything else.
Yeah.
He couldn't rely on it. So in turn, he became like this fucking awesome.
They do,
like,
yeah. Teddy.
Like, that's the boxing. That is boxing as a non-combat sports guy. That's what's fun to watch. Like, you know, there's big punches, but there's also still the float like a butterfly part. I mean, that was a massacre. I mean, I can't even remember one moment for Wilder. I was like, oh,
no,
there you go. I don't feel like he didn't land a punch all night.
No. Even the intro. Like, I was on such a roller coaster of emotions the whole fight. Because, like, when Fury came out, I was like, fuck, I should have been on Fury. And then Wilder came out, and I was like, thank God I've been on Wilder.
Yeah.
And the fight started, and I was like, fuck, I
wish
I'd been on Fury.
The Wilder entrance was, I mean, from Patsy Cline to the 300 thing, and just the sheer length. Like, if he didn't win, if Wilder just, like, knocked him out in the first or second round, it would have been the most embarrassing thing in sports history. That was such a production, but then he backed it the fuck up.
It was a great fight.
And then the singing afterwards, that might have been my favorite part.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. Sing along if you know the words.
He did the whole goddamn song.
We both kicked off our shoes, then I digged off rhythm and blues.
It's a long song.
When you do like the second verse of American Pie, it is no joke.
You couldn't ask for like a better, if you're like a boxing fan who still wants it to be relevant, Fury is the best champion you could ask for. He's charismatic, he's crazy, he's got a great story. Like if Wilder had won, it would have been like, yeah, like I wanted to beat the shit out of that guy and I did. But Fury, you just never know what you're going to get.
I did not know he was like, that he's got a track record of being a fucking asshole.
Who?
Fury. He's like very like homophobic and misogynistic and all this shit. But it's also like, I don't know, these guys are like human gladiators. It's like, I don't expect him to be perfect.
Like Floyd Mayweather's not exactly a
Yeah,
a,
I feel like
well,
he's super religious. You know, you saw all that. So a lot of it led to like, he said that like homosexuality is like, it's like the same thing as, he like conflated it with pedophilia. And he said abortion should be outlawed. Like nothing, you know, a lot of people have the same extreme type of views.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is not great. But I also don't turn to like the boxers I watch to,
yeah,
be, the,
boxing.
To be the bastion of like, you know, morality.
It's true.
Like, and I actually think he kind of balances it out with a lot, like the mental health talk and a lot of the other shit. He was quick to shut down any racism talk.
Well, he's got this, like 3 or 4 years ago, he weighed 450 pounds. Yeah. He was drinking like 25 Guinnesses a day,
doing
a ton of blow and trying to kill, ready to kill himself.
That story he told on Rich Eisen. He said he was going like 160 down the road, like with a bridge in mind. Like, I'm going to go drive off the bridge right now.
Oh, yeah. Everyone does that.
And then I think it, and then I guess,
just do it
like
I'm like
not even
Prius.
Kidding. Like, everyone thinks about, like, well, if I just swerve here, this would be
just
easy.
Just like, yeah, that's what they, yeah.
But to be like, I'm going to go do it right now.
Yeah.
I think it's I think maybe it's Bill Burr. Like, if you're driving, if you just go like this, there's a lot of shit that can happen. Yeah. Like, a lot of bad things if you just move your wrist like that. Like, yeah.
I feel like that's the most common thought on, like, driving. Well, like, one, this traffic sucks. Two, be pretty easy to kill myself.
Three, like, just jump out of the car. Just like, what would happen? That's one that I... No?
I've always been convinced if I jumped straight up, I would just land. Like, I think about that, like...
Wait, what?
Like, on a train. I'd be like, nope. I don't understand how people can't jump off trains. Like, you just jump straight up.
Oh, yeah, and you just land on your feet. You're fine.
Yeah.
Inertia's a bitch.
Out of a car?
Inertia's tough to understand.
It's not so much
you're
a car.
You're thinking about jumping off a train.
I always think of train.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Okay.
It's just like, I'm standing on top. I'm just going to jump straight up. And then when I land, I'm just going to be standing there.
Yeah.
No,
like, everyone tells me that's not how it will go, but it is.
That's also exactly like the elevator thing. Like, yeah, if this elevator starts to go down, I'm just going to jump
right down.
It's
going
to be fine. Yeah. Just go about my day. But then we had Rowan's dad, because he's a super smart guy, was like, no, it's basically like if a train's coming at you and you step backwards, it's still going to hit you. Like, it's just the same thing, just the other way around.
Yeah, right.
Tell you what. That's a great
answer.
Like, explain it like I'm five.
Yeah.
Like when Michael Scott's like
it.
Wondering how to get the the surplus.
Yes.
And he's like, okay, so the lemonade stand costs $5, and you want to get rid of that extra dollar, whatever it was. And that's like, all right, no, I get it now. Yeah. Perfect. That's easy.
I mean, I have the brain of a 5-year-old talking to me like I'm a 5-year-old.
I have a question that I guarantee neither of you will be able to answer. How does stuff work in bars now with like ESPN Plus? Like, with, like, the pay-per-view, you had to buy it. I feel like it was easy to regulate. With stuff streaming now,
I just bought that, by the way. I didn't do ESPN.
So...
Oh. I just went on Fios. It was just, like, the event is there, and I just paid
How much
bucks.
Was it?
80 bucks. But 80? Motherfuckers. It just said Wilder vs. Fury. I bought it, and then I looked right below. It said Wilder vs. Fury, HD. So I fucking bought it in standard
depth. Oh, really?
So, cousin
but
Mike
yeah, I just
Portnoy...
Did, like, old school
he, weirdly enough, went to a bar to watch this by himself in Florida. He is like,
probably I didn't lead with that.
He couldn't figure out how to get his TV to work, which is pretty commonplace for him. But then he was like, I'm just going to go to a sports bar and watch it by myself, which he did. And he said it cost $10.
$10 to get
cover?
In?
Yeah. He said it cost $10 to watch his
game. I'm pretty sure bars have to, they usually pay like,
from what I understand,
$5,000 for a big event.
Yeah, I remember because I tried to watch Mayweather McGregor in Newport. And no bars had it there, and I didn't have a TV. So I was doing actual research, trying to figure out how I could convince a bar to get it. And from what I gathered, a bar has to pay full price pay-per-view for capacity.
Right.
So every person that could fit in there has to pay the $80.
Okay.
It's wild.
So I was trying to find like a small bar.
Yeah, there's just, only like 20 people that fit.
Like, I'm like, look, I'll cover it.
Yeah, right.
No surprise. Saloon.
But with this, I feel like if you're just streaming it, like you just stream
you
it.
Just like put an HDMI into a laptop and be like, let's do it.
Like, don't, is that
how that works? Yeah, because you don't have. You're saying you don't have to like get it.
Right.
But I think you can always like Saloon used to like have a TV in the. In the basement, this is like a long time ago, and they were like recording it on like a VCR and then like running it back up to like the main bar TVs. They were like hustling all sorts of
like ways. If you could maybe Periscope one and like Google Play it to all the TVs in the bar, that could work.
Yeah, I'm sure there are bars doing shit like that. Either way, totally lived up to like all the hype.
I'll be honest, I was sleeping. I didn't watch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I fell asleep. I took it. I was going to take it. I was like,
Were you planning on watching it?
Yes. Yeah. I was going to take a nap starting at 7. I was like, I'll wake up at 11, whatever, when it starts.
Trying to be
blew
honest.
Right through the stoplight.
That's utterly ridiculous for a man in your life situation.
How dare
like,
you?
Like Clem did that.
Yeah, I know.
That makes sense for Clem. For you?
I got a lot of responsibilities that you don't know about. No, I don't. I just had nothing really going on. So.
How dare you?
Yeah. No, I was just like, I'm going
to...
Well,
you should be able to stay up for fucking 36 hours straight like, if you want to.
Just a whole full week straight, just because I don't do anything else. No, I was like, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to just a little, you know, care, like self-care Saturday for no reason, and I just kept going. I woke
every
up at like
every day is self-care for you. You only care for yourself.
Fucking awesome.
It's the best. Yeah.
I know
best.
We've talked about
that,
it before.
That is the main reason to not have kids. It's not like, you know, the cost is exorbitant, and the rest of it is no fun, but just the ability to do nothing at all times.
And have it not matter, like, to other people. Yeah. That's really the best part. Is like, I say it every time, but I can just like lay on the floor for 2 days, and nobody needs me, really.
Right.
Like, give me my laptop, and I can, like, blog and do things that I need to do. But in terms of, like, people needing me, doesn't change. Nobody's life changes if I just lay on the floor.
You could die tomorrow.
That doesn't matter.
The perfect life. It gets a bad rap, but the perfect life is, like, dying, and no one finds out until your neighbor smells you.
Oh.
That is the way to go.
It's just
like, they call it. I'm pretty sure John.
Society.
Dude, if I go off the grid for like for 90 minutes, it's a problem.
Yeah,
it's a disaster.
It's like, what's happening?
God damn it!
Not me.
I hate you guys so much. Yeah, it's really. Uh-huh. Everyone's always talking about like, oh, you can't like travel, you can't do this. It's like that's all true, but it's about being able to not do that is the real thing.
That's exactly right.
You know, it's like if I didn't have kids, I probably wouldn't be traveling the world and shit anyway. But.
I would
like to be able to.
Like,
just,
Jared Carabas comes over to my apartment and we eat cookies and watch TV.
What a life.
And we part ways, like, this is great. How fucking
nice
awesome.
Nice turn. Take a look in the eye. Yeah. See you later.
Sir, see you next time.
All right, moving on. We got this video of a G League ref coach just going off on the refs. He looks so goddamn disheveled. He looks like White Sox Dave when he made his TV appearance. He looks like Jim Carrey in Liar Liar when he like pulls his hair out.
See,
and
I think
this guy.
What I got from him, I got vibes of like an investigative journalist who just can't connect that last dot, but deadline's at midnight. And he's just sitting at the bar.
Got a little Pepe Silvia going.
He's trying to think, like, he's got a glass of whiskey and he's like, I just
like,
I'm can't.
I'm missing something.
I can't, this last source won't come forward.
Missing it.
And it was the refs.
I mean, the rant itself is pretty like pedestrian. It is funny that we're talking about like fake fucking G League basketball.
Yeah, it's
nobody
G League.
Cares about. But
I mean, like, for him, it's obviously everything. But yeah, it's not that serious, I bet.
I mean, he called it illegal. I think he's like insinuating that there was like, you know, like gambling.
A little Donaghy situation.
Yeah, which is, I mean, even funnier to think you broke it, didn't you? Oh boy.
This happened.
You know, it's just like you make, you know, a monthly appearance.
This happened last time I was on the rundown.
Yeah.
I put it on the edge here and then I just get to move. I get to move. Here comes Colby.
Problem.
Disappointed Colby.
Just a look of shame. Just like you should rub your head in it like a dog. Just rub your fucking head in the ground with
you can do that if you want.
Moron.
White Sox Dave is a great comparison for this guy. All he needed was the gum beating the shit out of the side of his mouth. And
battery,
oh, sorry.
We have this highlight, which I understand took place in Montana, and I know that money is different and cost of living and all that shit. This is a miscarriage of justice. This challenge only being for $10,000, I think it ended up being like $11,111, like 11111. This guy had to hit like a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, a half-court shot, and then a full-court shot in like 30 seconds, and he did it. That should get you $75 million. I mean, that number is sounds impossible. Right.
Yeah. Whatever an NBA max deal is, as you get.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard enough to. The Knicks gave out like scratch offs for like a half court shot the other day, and that got made fun of. This being only $10,000, and everyone's like, oh, you can like buy the whole state of Montana for $10 million. Fine, whatever. I'm just saying the difficulty of this challenge.
$10,000.
What did I say?
$10 million.
Yeah, you got $10,000 for this shit.
He got $10,000. That's what
taxes,
he got.
After taxes, you're walking home with like $6,000.
There was also an old lady who this weekend made a 94-foot putt. She's 86 years old and she got like a new Nissan Altima.
Yeah.
Like that's way better than $10,000. But that should even be $100 million.
Yeah, and at least that one, just like you hit it and you know, whatever happens. This guy like bang, 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 and then the one he hit, I mean, he full blown just like straight arm heaves it. And then I love the shout out to Kobe. Very, very nice. He runs over the camera and he says 2-4 and points to the sky. I'm like, Kobe doesn't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
like Kobe Bryant of all people would be the first one to be like, I'm not impressed. Fuck off.
Yeah, no.
Like,
I love this
like,
guy.
Like him feeling the need to give a shout out to Kobe. It's like, yeah, we see like Allen Iverson and
we're both
Dwayne
basketball
Wade crying.
Legends now.
Right.
I am now in the brotherhood that I'm gonna give you a shout out. I'm with you.
I mean, it's a nice gesture, but it's almost a little presumptuous on your behalf to be like, oh, shout out Kobe. Don't
Kobe would have cared.
I love that this guy is Wyoming, right?
Montana.
This guy could not be more Montana or Wyoming. Doesn't matter. Same fucking place.
Yeah.
Like he had like the boot cut. Like, he ran like a cowboy. Now, it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense.
Yep.
It's just like, it's someone who has no formal running training. Like no coach was ever like, no, that's just
not how
you
do
it. Like, he runs like a horse who's just been born, right? And, like, that's because that's the only running example he's ever seen in his life. Like, his legs are kind of flailing, and he's got the bootcut jeans, and he's got a big old belt, and he's got a T-shirt tucked into that.
The T-shirt tucked in is a move.
This dude could not be more Montana or Wyoming. I already forgot because that's how irrelevant you both are. Whichever one it is.
As a guy who comes from a state that people
state.
Do that, who would say that about mine? What I will say is those states are super relevant.
Yeah, Iowa is like
about Iowa anymore because you made it irrelevant.
Yes.
You put Iowa on the map.
I appreciate it.
Iowa is a booming metropolis compared to Montana
or Wyoming. Whichever one.
Whichever. Does not matter. That, though, I mean, if I hit that, and they give me $10,000.
The crowd reaction is almost worth it, though. Like,
yeah,
the crowd,
I mean, that moment
you're never going to have a moment like that again where a crowd, an arena full of people is like, holy shit, that guy did that.
That's why.
2-4.
Shout out to Mamba. Flat Earther, big time dead. We were just talking about it last rundown, trying to find out if the world is round. This guy, I think his name's like Mad Mike or some shit.
Yeah.
And he took off in a rocket, like a self-propelled rocket, and made it about, just high enough to die if you were to fall, and then plummeted back to the Earth. So, round Earth, not confirmed, gravity, super confirmed. And my favorite part, favorite, it's pretty morbid, but the tweet about it was so funny. There was a guy on the scene, and he films it, and he's like, Mad Mike the Daredevil just like blasted off, like engine cut out, like he fell to the Earth. Very likely did not survive.
He was
200 feet away. He could have like maybe gone and found out before he tweeted out. Just like, I got a video.
He knows.
I can just tweet off. Very likely did not survive.
But there's a part when he's watching that happen and be like, boy, if something goes wrong now, then he's just not going to make it. And he hit that point and got past it. And so he just knew.
And I don't
Sometimes you just know.
I mean, the engine for sure breaks or whatever. No parachute comes out. But the way that thing fell was just like, a little bit slower than you would think it would fall. It was like a long time to think about, like, this is not going to end well, man.
I think this is just an elaborate suicide.
You
can't build your own rocket and think things are going to go well. I get he's a scientist or whatever, but if your name is Mad Mike, you shouldn't be building rockets thinking that you're going
to
survive.
That I think I might have made up. We should maybe give a little bit of love to the dead here. Maybe I'll at least get his name.
I was
going to
make
Mike
fun
Hughes.
Of the guy.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah.
What is it?
Mad Mike Hughes.
Mad Mike is not a guy who you think is going to build steam rockets successfully.
No. And he's now like a flat earth martyr. He's like part
of the... Yeah, die for the cause.
Die for the cause, yeah.
He also looked like he lived a pretty good life. He was an old guy and...
Okay.
Yeah, 64.
I thought he died doing what he loved.
Yeah.
64 is old.
Old enough. Right. When you're a daredevil, that's like, in daredevil years, he's like 1,000. And I feel like he died doing what he loved, which was...
I can't imagine doing something like that. Like, the balls... Unless it was an elaborate suicide. The balls... Like, I thought it was before. Like, my uncle built a plane in his garage. He just flies it. And what? I'm like, dude, I get nervous like tying my own shoes.
Yeah.
Like I would not hope trust that, hope these things get through the day.
Hope we got 24 hours out of that tie, out of that knot.
Like we just put a washer in the wrong place or something. Like,
right.
We're just gonna crash and die. I do not trust myself enough to buy things that will propel me into the air and hope that I will land safely.
I don't trust my, I can't even like cook chicken. You know what I mean? No. I'm like, I'm gonna get sick on this.
Chicken every time,
throw this out.
Every single time I cook a chicken breast, I end up just cutting it up into pieces.
Yes.
Because I don't think I can cook all the way through.
Yep. Terrible. I usually just end up
throwing
it out.
That's a great point.
I'm just like, nope, this is gonna get me sick.
I don't trust myself well enough to understand expiration dates. Mm. If anything's even close to expiration date, in the trash.
Yeah. I was thinking about expiration dates. Does salsa expire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
vegetables and such.
I had some salsa.
I think of anything,
that
would be the thing that would, because it's all fresh ingredients.
Yeah, salsa absolutely expires.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I mean, I had some that was at least like a year old.
Oh,
and it was.
I thought it was like salsa and Twinkies.
Once you open the bottle, it can sit in the fridge for only a couple weeks, up to a month.
Oh, I'm like 18 months. I reached in, grabbed one from like the back. I mean, there's a lot of things. Like, I mean, I don't think any condiments expire.
Condiments, I'll be with you
salsa
a little more on that.
Salsa is basically a glorified condiment.
Not even close.
No, it's.
Yeah, I mean, what'd you call salsa?
I call salsa a dip.
A dip.
Yeah.
Dip is a condiment.
But like a condiment is like made up with. It's got like things in it that you don't understand. Like a salsa is like.
I don't understand.
Chopped
salsa.
Peppers, chopped onions, chopped tomatoes. Like,
yeah, but it's in the fridge.
No, condiments are. Yeah, it's like processed.
Right.
So there's things in there that make it could like survive the apocalypse. But like salsa is, you cut things up and you put it into a jar. And you dip a chip in it, right?
Right. That's
yeah.
Does mayo expire? I feel like mayo's already expired.
No? Well, I would say mayo, yeah, because that's why I think it expires, because it's already expired.
But then it doesn't
expire. But that's like if everyone like has a sexual transmitted disease, then
nobody has
it. You know what I mean?
What a world that would be.
It's something to think of. It's a utopia of sorts.
If we just give everybody herpes, right. then nobody has to be embarrassed.
They don't have to work so hard to cure it anymore. You cure it by going the other way.
In 2020, they found the cure for herpes. It was give it to everyone.
It's like, just go stop by the doctor's office. We got the cure. They're just like,
bing.
I love that.
Now, there might be some side effects. You might get hurt.
The cure for every disease.
Every once in a while, you could have a flare-up.
The cure for every disease is give everyone every disease.
Could you imagine if they said, listen, we have a cure for herpes. It's just, you're going to get, like, herpes twice a year.
But
people would be like, all right, okay.
But granted, like, that's how fucking, vaccinations work, right?
You get like
I'm just giving you a little herpes.
But they do it.
And then it'll flare up occasionally.
I guess they do it because you're like, you give it such a small amount that your body can build up some sort of, but let's just like fill the vial a little bit more full and just boop. And now we're all, we're just all condomless.
We have.
What's the topic again?
I have no idea.
Daredevil flat earth.
I don't know what we're talking about.
We went on a ride there, man. All right, that's it for the topics because I couldn't read my handwriting for the last one.
Cornbread.
Cornbread.
Like your jalapenos. Big jalapeno guy.
Oh, I like
jalapeno in your cornbread.
Yeah. Old school Kentucky Fried Chicken cornbread. One of the greatest things fucking ever. They changed it up. But
Kentucky Fried Chicken cornbread? I don't think I never had cornbread from Kentucky.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was like old. I don't even know if they even do it anymore, but it used to be like
it's
along
just
with
biscuits.
The
biscuits now.
Oh, they were both fucking fire. So that's your cornbread topic of the day.
Okay.
Post show, there's a Glennie Balls doll now.
Yeah.
Baby Balls.
Yeah, because on one of the rundowns we talked about, I forget the whole story, but Dave essentially wanted like a stress Glennie Ball, where like you poke him in the stomach and his music starts to play.
Uh-huh.
So somebody sent one in. It's a teddy bear with a picture of Glennie on it.
Balls is gonna go to the top with that one. He could be. He's like Baby Yoda, Baby Balls.
Yeah.
Cute little, even Glennie looked at him. He was like, it's just so cute.
He did really like it. He was really happy with it.
That's bizarre.
Just mass produced those.
Oh, and the Pond Hockey Tournament was a big success, minus, you guys winning. That was not successful.
Pond Hockey Tournament was a big success. Lots of people came out. I did not expect anyone to come. Thank you to everyone who did. Like, crazy amount of people came, actually. The team itself, we got some things to work on.
Toronto coming up, so.
Well, here's the deal. Our team is very top-heavy, okay? It's Rudy, YP, and Riggs. Very good hockey players. The rest of us look like we played hockey at one point in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a good, when everyone else is like a team.
So it doesn't really, I saw a lot of photos, put it this way, I saw a lot of videos and photos of people on their back or sitting on the ice, which I'm not a hockey expert, but not great.
I also heard some things that Chief is...
Chief at one point just threw himself into the stands. It was one of the wildest things I've seen in my... Everyone was sitting on the bench just absolutely perplexed with what had happened. It wasn't even a play. It was... Erica described it as a whale breaching because he like didn't even get his arms out or anything. He just kind of went over.
How does that happen?
Like over like the boards? Like, yeah. Was there like a normal, like, what looks like a normal board?
No. They're little boards. They're okay. They're like knee length, maybe a little higher. But it was, yeah, Chief just went flying over that thing. Stamina, an issue. Yeah. Stamina's going to be something that we're not going to work on, but should.
Yeah.
You got a week to figure out your stamina.
Yeah, no, I won't be in the
gym. You said you're not sore today, which you're concerned about.
Yeah, it feels like I earned a hangover, but I don't have one, yeah, so I'm wondering when it's going to come. Like, yeah. Peeking around corners before I turn.
Yeah.
The coaching staff needs a significant amount of work. The coaching staff.
Oh, wow.
The coaching staff needs to remain, like, sober and coherent.
We had just no coaching whatsoever. There was... I think everyone on the team played forward growing up, so we all just go play forward, and we got four guys deep, and then they just keep going. Consistently, teams would end up on 2-on-0 breakaways.
I had no point thought that...
And without a goalie, that's a problem.
Coaching would even, like, matter.
Yeah.
Well, it was like, you got to tell someone play defense. And we, okay. Yeah, sure, you could argue we could figure that out ourselves.
Okay.
But if you're going to be there on the bench...
Which Biz was not.
Yeah,
so the other side of the coaching was just not even on the bench. So.
Okay.
The rear admiral was just speaking in tongues by game three. I don't know if he knew what was going on. There was no coaching.
I just envision the word boys being said about 65,000 times.
Rear ad heavily relied upon the 1980 Olympic game as motivation.
If you're going to pick one.
It was the 40-year anniversary, boys. That was what you heard in the third game. It was
just like, and that didn't get you jacked up to go win a pot hockey tournament?
What are you talking about, Rear Admiral? But yeah, there wasn't a ton of coaching, wasn't a ton of stamina. We're going to be in trouble in Toronto because Riggs isn't coming, so we're the only two good players we'll have are Rudy and YP. It was into it with confidence because, like, I hadn't played hockey in 10 years, so I was just our first and only practice. I was just hoping, like, boy, let's see if I can skate.
Just hope it works.
Yeah. Turns out I could, so I felt confident. But it's almost like going to an empty gym and hitting a few shots, and you're like, oh, I still got it. And then you have to play against someone who plays consistently.
Yeah.
And
not so much.
Don't have it as much as I thought I did. Well, someone playing defense on you, a lot fucking harder.
Like, I guess some of the other guys who played are newer and coming up, but like, you're old, bro. We're washed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we've been doing these, like, oh yeah, I've done a million of these videos where we play sports and challenges. Like, well, yeah, you started when you were 24.
Right.
Like, it's a long fucking time ago now.
My girlfriend was behind our benches. We actually had a good spectating crowd. And she said she's never heard someone yell, legs, so many times in her life. Like, by game three, I was doing 15-second shifts. I wasn't even, like, one good rush and get off. It was, like, just go out there,
skate around,
pirouette, and come back. Just touch the ice so, like, my dad can see and get back on the bench.
Yeah, you got one goal on.
I scored first shift, first game.
On the Instagram.
That's when you're
like,
full of energy, like,
wrapped it up.
See, done. Like, I did my part.
This one in.
Yep. Man.
What was I going to say, though? I don't remember what I was going to say.
Well, either way, a successful event.
Very successful event. Yeah. It was awesome.
Toronto will be next, and then next year, I'd imagine this is going to be a fucking...
Yeah, monster. I think we're planning on taking it much wider next year. But yeah, Toronto this weekend, if you're around, come on out to some town I can't pronounce, but it's out there. Man or something? Manawak? Is that where... That might be the place
Manawak.
I do remember when you guys announced where the locations were going to be. I thought they were, like, you guys nailed pond hockey town.
Like,
Manitoba it's,
hockey.
Yeah, like shit like that.
Yeah.
It's, they're perfect. That'll be interesting.
It'll be very interesting.
All right. Let's throw it down.